Hi, this is Jim Armstrong, and welcome to the Rapid Launch 2008. And today we're doing the first module, which is the orientation. And of course, I'm Jim Armstrong, and today I've got a good friend and a fellow coaching team member on the line with me today, Bruce Glines. Bruce has been a very good friend of mine for over 20 years. He has over 35 years experience in the floor covering industry. He's done consulting for flooring dealers. And Bruce, welcome to the call. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
All right.
Glad to be here today.
Yeah, why don't you give us just a little bit of background on yourselves, just for those who are new to the club and haven't had a chance to meet you yet.
Well, my background is most likely a lot of like your backgrounds, some of you anyway, and I was raised in a floor covering home. And my father was and still is, believe it or not, an installer, and he was a very gifted installer, a craftsman, an artist, and we were just raised in the context of what my dad did, and so as early as fifth grade, I started hanging out with my dad out on the job and out on Saturdays just to be with him, and I grew up in the industry like that, and at a very early age, I think I was 20 years old, my wife and I decided to open up a retail outlet, and we thought because, you know, I was a great installer and knew the business, like the back of my hand, that I would immediately become successful, but we found out there were some challenges, and so we were in that business for many, many years, and finally made it over the hump, so to speak, and became very successful in that. And throughout that, I continued my education and got a bachelor's degree in organizational development and a master's degree in organizational psychology, and that led to doing some consulting. And so we've just had a lot of different experiences in my background. I ended up working in nonprofits and kind of following my dream. And so I have a lot of different experiences, and so now I lead a couple of nonprofits, do a lot of consulting. I just enjoy working with people and seeing their potential and helping to develop that potential. And you're all working in a great industry. It's a great family-oriented industry, and we can all better ourselves and better our businesses. And so that's why I'm here today. And I want to thank you for that, Jim.
Oh, absolutely, and we very much appreciate you being here. And what we're going to do is go over some things in the orientation. We're going to spend about 10-15 minutes on that, and then what I'm going to do is bring Bruce back on the line and to give us his perspective on two critical things that are very important for your success as a flooring dealer. Bruce has not only owned very successful store, which he built up and subsequently sold. He's also done consulting for very successful dealers, and so he knows what it takes to succeed in this business. What I want to start with is why are we doing Rapid Launch 2008? And there's just a lot of good reasons to do it, and a couple of them are what you'll see in professional sports. You'll hear coaches talk about, or if you even in amateur sports in high school or college, you'll hear coaches talk about drilling the fundamentals or drilling the basics. And within the Rapid Launch program, there are enough strategies and enough foundational principles, basics, if you will, to literally change your store, turn around a failing store, or take a store that's already successful and make it way more successful and take it up to the next level. And I made the determination a couple of months ago, actually announced it on a coaching call, that we're going to spend some time just really drilling the fundamentals, because that's what's going to be key to your success. We've all heard it before. And I like the sports analogy, because you know if you're playing if you're a basketball player, you just can't get too good at making those baskets, you know, from the free throw line or from wherever you're having that challenge. And drilling those things is going to do nothing but help you and make you a better basketball player or whatever sport you're in. And the same thing with your business. The other reason is because we've just grown a lot. We have a lot of new members, and I thought it would just be great over the course of Rapid Launch 2008 to not only talk about the modules that we're going to cover, but hit them from a little bit different angle. All of you as members have the 60-day Rapid Launch audio CDs. A lot of you were members when we did those calls live a year ago, and we've just added a lot of members since then, a lot of success. Even in the last couple of months, we've had new members come on board. And so we want to attack these, give a little bit different perspective on these modules. We've got some great guests lined up tomorrow. We've got Eric Garcia from Think Inc. Marketing, who's going to be giving us some great, powerful strategies for direct mail. And then we've got other guests coming up as well. So I'm looking forward to a great time, a lot of energy, and really helping you guys get set to take your business to the next level. In the orientation, one of the things I like to talk about is why I consider these strategies foundational. And the analogy that I've given, you've heard it before, is of a Christmas tree. You know, the strategies in the Rapid Launch are like setting up that Christmas tree, and all the things you're going to add later are the kind of the ornaments you're going to hang on the tree. And but you've got to have that Christmas tree set up first. You've got to have something to hang it on. And that becomes really evident when you begin to do cold marketing. Now, by cold marketing, I define that as is going out and doing any kind of marketing where you are reaching out to people who have no prior relationship with you. They're not past customers or anything like that. And one of the most expensive investments you will ever make is gaining a new client through cold marketing. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. In fact, we've got modules on exactly how to do that. One of them is the target farming module. However, if you have the foundational strategies in place, for instance, the referral program is just one example. If you've got your referral program up and running, and let's say that you invest a lot of money to get that new client through cold marketing, if you've got your referral program in place, then you can automatically double or even possibly triple the profitability of that client, because you're going to be able to get referrals from them. And that's just one example. And that's how these foundational strategies work. They will compound the profitability of every other thing that you do. The other example, and we're going to be talking about this next week, is herd building. Having your, basically, having your fence set up to protect and nurture and guard your herd from poachers. Now, if you've invested money to go out and gain that new client through cold marketing, what sense does it make to not have a mechanism or a system in place to protect them and farm them for more referrals and protect them from poachers and so forth? So again, that's why these strategies are so critical, and I recommend absolutely that before you go out and start doing cold marketing and trying to get those new clients who have no prior relationship with you, to get these foundational strategies up and running. Let's talk a little bit about the coaching relationship. Bruce is gonna talk about that a little bit as well. But you know, as your coach, I very much have a deep passion for seeing each and every one of you succeed. I want you to do well. And if I, during the course of our coaching relationship, I see something that you're doing or something that is happening in your business that indicates that you've got either A, a self-limiting type of mentality where you're thinking too small, or you're you're allowing practices to go on in your business that are ultimately going to harm your ability to succeed, well, by gosh, I'm going to tell you about it. Imagine hiring a golf pro to come out and help you with your swing, but he's kind of uncomfortable telling you about the things that you're doing wrong that are making you not as good a golfer as you would like to be. It'd be an utter waste of time. And so, you know, one of the calls we did recently was three deadly mistakes that will destroy your ability to have success with my systems. And we addressed some of those things that I saw going on with some of the members, and it's all to help you succeed. One of the benefits of having a coach is because it gives you that second set of eyes. You know, again, going back to the golf analogy, we've talked about this before. Anybody that plays golf knows that it's virtually impossible to analyze your own swing. You can't see it. It's why Tiger Woods pays a lot of money to have a coach. And that might seem counterintuitive. Why would arguably one of the best golfers on the planet pay for coaching? He's the best. Well, because he knows that you need that second set of eyes. Another thing, I don't know if anybody on the line does any fly fishing. That's a real passion of mine. I like to go, I do fly fishing whenever I can, and I also teach people how to fly fish. Fly fishing is a lot like golf. It's when you're learning how to do it, it can be tough to figure out, you know, why is this cast not working? You know, there's a lot of technical movements and things that go in when you're learning how to cast and fly fishing. And I've noticed the same things with golf. It takes someone to stand to one side of you and look and kind of analyze what you're doing and seeing why am I not getting the most out of this, you know, fly rod? Why am I not having the accuracy? Or why is my line constantly breaking or other things like that? It's really hard to tell when you're standing there trying to figure it out yourself. Now, there's two broad areas that we focus on in the Inner Circle Club when it comes to coaching. We all want two things from our business, time and money. And every one of you that are on the call got into the flooring business because you saw opportunities that would be better opportunities than if you went to work as an employee for another flooring dealership. And one of those things is the money. You expect to be able to make more, be compensated better. Well, that's absolutely a reasonable expectation, and that's half of the coaching focuses on that. The other half is having the systems in place so that you can have the walk-away power and the freedom to enjoy the money that you're earning, and also to be able to live your ideal lifestyle. That's why it's ideal business and ideal lifestyle. And, you know, too many small business owners, flooring dealers in particular, have put themselves in a situation where they've built a success that they don't want. In other words, they do have a successful business from the money standpoint. They're making good income, but they're slaves to their store. And that's no good. One without the other, I think, is not good at all. And you wind up being stressed out, burned out, and wanting to quit. And the money really isn't going to make up for that. Dan Kennedy says, and I agree with him, that making a lot of money in America today is not a huge trick. We have so many opportunities. I refer to America as a capitalistic Disneyland. Pick your ride. There's so many ways to generate enormous wealth. In the flooring industry, you have the ability, with no formal education, to make more than the average doctor. Very, very possible to do that. But back to, you know, making a lot of money in America today, it can definitely be done. It's not a huge trick. The trick is making it in a way that is pleasing to you, that is done on your terms, and that is ultimately satisfying. You know, I know I've been very privileged in my life to be able to associate with a lot of successful people who make very, very good incomes. Some of them do it on their terms, and they have control of their life. And I know others who are making a lot of money, who are stressed out, miserable, and the money just doesn't make up for it. So that's why I'm really concerned about focusing on both of these areas, because I not only want to help you make the revenue that you deserve, but also be able to have that freedom and enjoy it. And of course, we're going to get into that later in some of the other modules. The approach that I use to marketing, and anybody that's been in the Inner Circle Club for any length of time knows that it's completely unique. You just don't see stuff like this done by your competitors, and that's the point. The nice thing, the powerful thing about new approaches, unique approaches, is that it'll lead you into new areas and new successes that you've never experienced before, because it's new, it's different, you're not following the crowd. The other side of that coin is it can also be uncomfortable. So especially if you're new to the Inner Circle Club, as you go through and look at the different strategies and the way that these are approached, what I don't want you to do is let your own personal discomfort and so forth keep you from benefiting from these unique approaches. And all of you have heard the Three Deadly Mistakes CD. If you're new members, you got a copy. If you're prior members, you were on the call, and we've got you can actually download that on the website. If for some reason you don't have it, but one of the things is reinventing the wheel, and that's one of the deadly mistakes. And too many times that wheel gets reinvented just out of being pulled out of the comfort zone, so to speak, not being comfortable with these new strategies. So I want to encourage you that as we go through the rapid launch, and even the members that have been here for a long time, you know, as we go back through, perhaps you closed your mind off to some strategies. Maybe you saw something, went, that's just really not for me. Well, if that describes you, I want you to encourage you to open your mind up and have an open mind and re-examine some of these things that maybe you in the past hadn't been as open to. You're going to be hearing from members throughout the rapid launch who've had great success, and part of the reason they have had success is because they just did the stuff as it was laid out without changing things, and it worked. Now, I also want to talk about how to implement the system without getting overwhelmed. If you're a new member, you've been handed a bunch of strategies. And if you're a previous member, you know that even after you got the initial curriculum, there's still a steady flow of stuff that just keeps coming your way, and it can be easy to get overwhelmed. So during the 60-day rapid launch, you've got three goals. And those three goals are, one, to complete the 12-month total transformation workbook. Two is familiarize yourself with all the strategies in the rapid launch. Listen to, read the manuals, listen to the audio CDs, shut your radio off, quit listening to the radio, just recycle those CDs and listen to those over and over again. And the third thing is to implement one, two, or three strategies, get them up and running in your business. Not 50 strategies, one, two, or three, get them up and running in the first 60 days. If you have been a member for a while, you can still approach it this way. Take the 60-day rapid launch. You've already got things up and running in your business. Well, recycle those three steps. Do them again. Complete the 12-month transformation for the next 12 months. Go back and revisit the 60-day rapid launch. Immerse yourself in it. And pick two or three more strategies to get up and running in your business. So this is a cycle that you can repeat over and over again and completely transform your business. One of the ways that you're going to get those strategies up and running or get anything accomplished in your business is making room for the big rocks. And this is a concept that everybody on the call should be familiar with by now. I still talk to a number of dealers who are in the club who aren't practicing that, so I want to readdress it a little bit here. As you free up your time in your business and as you grow in success, that does not mean that vast amounts of time are going to start suddenly opening up for you. If you open up a vacuum, it's going to fill. So when you free up some time, you hire that new project coordinator, you hire that warehouse manager, so that you can begin to delegate. You have to take the hours that you delegated. If it's 10 hours a week, you've got to block those 10 hours a week and fill them with high profit activities, or you will simply fill that time up. It'll fill with stuff, answering phones, putting out fires, that sort of thing. And big rocks are nothing more than appointments that you make with yourself. The things that are important to achieving your ideal business and your ideal lifestyle. And I go into a lot more detail about big rocks in the 12-month Total Transformation Workbook, so you can review that there. As Inner Circle members, you are students. You are now students of direct response marketing and business systems. And I want to emphasize something, that school is never out for the professional. Too many people let their education end after they graduate from high school or college, and it's a mistake. The world is changing, our industry is changing, and it's important that you continuously educate yourself. You know, the level of sales and marketing professionalism and even systems professionalism amongst flooring dealers in general is mediocre at best. I've surveyed hundreds of dealers in North America, talked to so many dealers, and the level of professionalism in those areas is painfully low. Now, as Inner Circle members, I can say with confidence that you are the elite. You are the cream of the crop just by being an Inner Circle member, because I've talked to so many dealers and I've seen how most of them run their business in the level of expertise. Now, when you're in an industry where the level of professionalism is so mediocre, that is an incredible opportunity for you, because if you're just a little bit better than the guy down the street, you're going to stand out head and shoulders above your competitors. In fact, I tell my Inner Circle members, and it's absolutely true, as of the day you enrolled as an Inner Circle Club member, you no longer have competitors. You are doing things in such a way, if you're following the strategies, the way that they're outlined, that are so completely different that your competitors don't even have a clue. They may try and even copy you from afar, but they don't understand what you're doing. So all that to say that invest in your education and your learning. As a student of direct response marketing and business systems, I recommend reading at least a business book a month. And in your the resource list that you got as when you became a new member, I have a recommended reading list of books that you can get started with. And the question I have for you is, what are you willing to do to achieve your ideal business and ideal lifestyle? And obviously, everybody that's on this call, everybody that's listening to this CD, the huge thing that you've done is you've stepped up to the plate and become Inner Circle members. So I want to encourage you to continue down that path, that of being open to new ideas and learning and being that student, so that you can achieve those things that got you, that the dreams that motivated you to get into flooring, the flooring business, and open your own store in the first place. And the final thing is to have fun with it. I mean, business should be fun. To borrow a saying from Joe Polish, who was one of my mentors, is having an ELF business, ELF, easy, lucrative, and fun. And that's the goal, folks, to have with our business, is you know, sometimes we can take it so seriously that we get stressed out and we're just not having any fun with it. And you'll notice, as you, especially if you're a new member, as you, the first time you go through all the letters and things, you'll see there's a sense of humor, there's a lightheartedness to it. It's just fun to do these things. And so I want to encourage you, as you work through the systems and we go through the rapid launch, just have a good time with it. Businesses, I mean, you're spending a lot of time at your store. You're spending a lot of time building your business. Man, let's have fun. Let's have a blast with it. And you're going to hear throughout the rapid launch from other members who are doing things that are fun, that are having success, and they're having a great time with their business. So looking forward to having some of the members on in the upcoming weeks. Okay, what I want to do now is bring Bruce back on the line, and what we're going to be discussing are two elements that are critical to the success of any flooring dealer, and those two elements that are critical to your success are coaching and goal setting. Now, Bruce, you've done a lot of coaching. In fact, besides doing business coaching, you've been a pastor for a long time, for a couple of different churches, and you're currently a pastor, and there are many things you do as a pastor, but one part of that of what you do is part of your role, is kind of like being people's spiritual coach. So not only have you done business coaching, you're working in people's lives, trying to help them, you know, be the best they can, overcome their challenges. Why is getting coaching in the areas where we want improvement so important, Bruce?
Well, first of all, a coach is someone, as you mentioned before, somebody that can look into your life and to look into your business situation from the outside. And so it's somebody that can, you know, perhaps get a perspective that you don't have yourself. And that is just a key, critical area to improvement in your life and in your business. And you need outside perspective, because we're so caught up in what we're doing and so caught up in the day-to-day. Another reason why it's so important is many times we're simply not equipped. And I know in the floor covering industry, as well as other service industries, many of us were raised in that industry like myself. And very few come from an outside industry and will purchase a store and, start with a different perspective. And I had thought, because I was a great installer and I had a great installation business, I was good with people, that I would immediately be a success in the floor covering business and the retail side. But I found out very quickly that I was not administratively gifted, and I didn't want to admit that to anybody, and I didn't know who to go to, and I didn't know, I didn't have an outside resource. I didn't have anybody to talk to get any guidance on how to begin to equip myself where I was weak, where I was not gifted. And so a coach is very important, because he can see from the outside, he can see things about us, he can see our strong areas and our weak areas, and be honest with us and to make recommendations, into our lives and into our businesses like that. The other thing is, I already mentioned, is, and it's particularly true with the floor covering industry, is we get caught up in the day-to-day. And each of you know, as floor covering dealers or owners, you never know what each particular day is going to bring you. You just never know. You basically know what jobs are on the schedule and what salespeople are scheduled to cover the floor and what employees, staff support people will be there. But you never know what's going to happen, and every day has its unique challenges. And I don't even need to go through those. It could be anywhere from an installer not showing up to an installer shoving a refrigerator through somebody's sliding glass door to start the day, or or a couple of salespeople fighting about overstepping boundaries or territories, or stealing each other's customers. And you never know. You might pick up the phone and start with two complaints in the morning. And so we tend to get caught up in the day-to-day, and it almost demands that we be micromanagers. And so what I felt like I was doing was putting out fires and changing diapers all day long. And at the end of the day, I would sit back and I would realize that I didn't really accomplish what I needed to accomplish to move the organization forward. And so, you know, because of that, because we're ill-equipped many times and because we're so caught up in the day-to-day demands and pressures, we need outside perspective. And that's why a coach is so important. And about 8 years into our business, I finally came to realize that, and we had a major turning point in that business because I admitted to myself I needed help. And I went out and found help, and it changed the business. It changed my life. And coaching is absolutely imperative in today's changing business world.
Now, Bruce, I know that you're not suggesting that the permanent, just for clarification, that the permanent state of a flooring dealer is going to be putting out fires and changing diapers. You're saying that without the systems and without having those things in place, that that's kind of the normal state, but you're not suggesting that that's an area where they should expect to stay for their entire career.
Absolutely not. And you can change. Things can change. And you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And you can, if you set your mind to it, you set goals, you're able to, set strategic objectives and strategies to reach that goals using coaching and outside resources such as Jim's systems. You can change, and you can be transformed. Your business can be transformed, and it can become a high-performance organization. And it doesn't take that much time if you invest yourself and invest your business and the resources that you have into that. And it could actually change very rapidly, and it will transform your life as your business begins to be transformed as well. So you don't have to stay in that place.
Well, and I know you believe that, Bruce, and you, of course, were able to get out of that place yourself. And but, you know, one thing that kind of dovetails with what you're saying is the most expensive information is bad information. So when you say, you know, investing yourself and learning and doing those things in your business that'll bring success, I know the importance of making sure that the advice you're getting is good advice. Otherwise, you're just going to head off on some tangent that ultimately doesn't bring you the success you want. So, you know, having the right kind of information, injecting that into your business is so important. I know you agree with that as well. Why is it important to set written goals?
Well, if we don't, I think we would all agree, if we don't set goals, we'll never get there, wherever there is. And so often we are caught up in the day-to-day that we don't look forward. We're not forward-looking. We lose sight of the big picture of where we want to be in 5 years, what we want our business to look like in 10 years, what do we want to achieve in 20 years. So goals are just absolutely imperative. You have got to set goals and then go beyond that to set strategies and systems in place to help you achieve those goals. And if we don't have goals, we're just going to simply wander, and in 10 years we'll find ourselves in the same place that we are today, if not in a worse place, in a place where we're more frustrated and not fulfilled and not satisfied with what we're doing and who we've become. And so goals are very, very important. Goals lead to not only to success but personal growth, and personal growth in turn brings more success. And so it's very, very important.
You know, you said something that jumped out at me, Bruce, and that was the, you know, finding yourself 10 years down the road, you know, being, you know, miserable and frustrated. And there's a phrase that has become a kind of a guiding principle for me, and that is you don't, let me say it correctly, a success that you don't want. Too many people build a success that they don't want. And I would put the flooring dealer who builds a store up, and maybe he's making, six-figure personal income, store is doing well, but he set it up in such a way that the store is dependent upon him being there every day, and he's there 60, 70 hours a week. So it's a success that you don't want. And it goes back to, Bruce, what I was talking about earlier, and that is, the trick in America is not making money. It's doing it in such a way that's pleasurable and satisfying. And one of the things that you and I have talked about is beginning with the end in mind. So, as you implement systems, looking ahead to the goals that you're talking about and say, okay, is what I'm doing today going to take me to that goal or move me away from it? What's the biggest mistake that you see flooring dealers make when it comes to having goals?
Well, I think, again, what I've run up against time and time again is a floor covering dealer may set some goals, and I would like to say this, that most that I have worked with have not even set goals. Their goal is basically to survive the week or the month and to be able to pay the bills and support their family, and that's it. But many times, if they have set goals, they have not sat down to strategically laid down tracks to achieve those goals, lay out strategic objectives. How am I going to get from here to there? What are the changes that I have to make to the organization? What are the changes I have to make in my life? What are the outside resources I need to bring in? And so a lot of times we don't have those strategic objectives to reach the goals. And because we don't, a lot of dealers will become frustrated and a little bit discouraged, and they fall back into, what do I need to do to keep this business moving on a day-to-day basis? And they fall back in that micro-management role. And as a store owner, your main role, your major role, is to sell floors. But we'll get caught up in every aspect of that where we're not fulfilling our main role, which is to help that organization move forward in selling floor covering.
Yeah, I tell our members that the two things that ultimately, the two high profit activities that you want to ultimately be involved in is, one, implementing marketing, which is what you just said, selling floors, and the second thing is implementing systems to create that freedom and walk away power.
Yep.
Everything, there's nothing more profitable you can do, spend your time doing, than those two things.
Mm-hmm.
So, we in talking about goals, especially for the folks that are new, the tool that you have in your first month's curriculum is the 12-month total transformation book, and that's going to walk you through and force you to set those timelines and everything that Bruce is talking about. That transformation workbook makes that possible. It's your tool to make that happen. So we're not just throwing things out there and saying, you should set goals. Everybody knows that. We've all heard it 100 times. Every seminar you go to, every convention you go to, every business book you read is going to talk about setting goals. So I think we all know that. The transformation workbook is your tool that's going to get you to think about your business in ways, and your life, by the way, in ways you've never thought about before. Now, every new member gets a copy of a coaching call that we did, and I mentioned it before, is the 3 deadly mistakes that'll destroy your ability to succeed with gym systems. And like I said, anybody that doesn't have a copy, they can download it from the website. And one of those mistakes is reinventing the wheel, which also means not following your coach's advice. You know, Bruce, why do you think that people who work with a coach can sometimes find it difficult to follow the coach's advice?
Well, I think it's there are probably different reasons for different people depending on their life's experience and their work experience, their business experience. But I think overall, our industry is it's a very, I don't know what you'd want to call it. It's an industry that does not change much. And basically what you see today is what we saw 20 years ago, 30 years ago. There may be some new products and, some new installation techniques and different things like that. But we're a very standardized industry that is not open to a lot of change.
Very conservative,
very family-oriented, actually, and very conservative. New ideas don't fly well. And so it's just a very difficult place. We kind of develop a mindset that I need to do it the way it's always been done, but I need to do it a little better. And so we try to do the same thing we've always done, but do it better in order to set ourselves apart from everybody else. But everybody else is doing the same thing, and so we tend to get caught in a rut that is so deep we can't even climb out of it, can't even see out of it. It's our world, and I know that during my lifetime, especially in the business world, there's been a couple of occasions where somebody from another industry, came into my life and helped me to not only see outside of the box, but get outside of the box, and it just brought a transformation to what I was doing and completely set the business apart. And so it's hard. You just fall into a mindset. The industry, I don't know, it's just the whole industry, it's just conducive to keeping us where we are.
Yeah, I've noticed that in a lot of the publications and so forth. There just isn't much innovation at all, which for the Inner Circle members is an incredible opportunity. You know, one of the things, Bruce, I've been involved in various industries, and one of the things that I did for a while was I did coaching for realtors, and realtors have the general public has a pretty low opinion of realtors. Now compare that to a doctor. If you go get your doctorate and become a physician, society endows you with this respect and people looking up to you. It just happens automatically. Well, that doesn't really exist for realtors, and it really doesn't exist for flooring dealers either. In fact, for most small businesses, it doesn't exist. That natural respect that, like, you would get from a CPA or a doctor or something like that. And that is it shouldn't discourage anybody. What it should do is encourage you, because if you can be just a little bit better, even a little better than the industry norm, you are set for huge success that your competitors just won't even understand what you're doing. So see that as an opportunity. Everything that Bruce has just said as far as the industry being in many ways it's stagnant. In many ways it's conservative in bad ways. You know, there's good ways too. There's, like Bruce said, there's a lot of family oriented and good values and so forth. But there's also a lot of stagnancy. And so see that as an opportunity, guys. That doesn't mean that you have to. That the public perceives you that way. It means that that's how the industry is in general, and you can, by stepping outside of that box, you've just got incredible opportunity. See that as a positive thing. Now back to what we were talking about, Bruce. Why don't you tell us about a time when a coach or mentor helped you achieve success, that you wouldn't have otherwise had?
Well, the time that comes to mind was a time in my life when I hit the wall with our business, and it was a time of recession out here on the West Coast. And
what year was that approximately?
It was in the mid 80s, and the building was so off that there wasn't even any work to bid on. And if you did find something to bid on, you almost had to bid at a loss just to get the job so you can say you got the job. And believe me, I did that a couple of times just to get something, you know, to keep people working. And but it was a very discouraging time. I was not well equipped at that time. And I didn't have, at that time, I didn't really set goals. I had a couple goals in mind. I had never taken the time to write those down and to be specific and to define those. And I definitely didn't have any strategies. And there was no strategic objectives whatsoever. And I was, doing the best I could, putting in 60, 70 hours a week. And I was getting nowhere. I was not only not making any money, I ended up, owing several creditors tens of thousands of dollars, and the weight of that was beginning to weigh heavily on me. I felt like I was crushed at that time, and I didn't have time for my three girls and my lovely wife and everything, and so I was just going through a lot, and I was getting very discouraged, and I was paying my installers more than I was making myself, and I was making the sacrifice that the business would continue and not die, and I was discouraged, and I had a kind of a transformational moment. I went into one of our warehouses, and I was alone, and I just had to be brutally honest with myself and to assess what was going on in the business and my life, and I decided to get some help, and I sought out the help of a business consultant that was outside of our industry because I knew that I had to have something else, and brought in a guy that worked with a couple of different industries, and he came into the business for, I think it was 10 working days, and went through our books, went through our systems, interviewed our employees, our installers, did some interviews in the local area, and to find out the flavor of the area, what was going on in the local economy. And then we had a session that just changed my life, and he said, just be open to what I have to say. And he just went down a checklist, and he just basically said, if you will do this, this, and this, and that, you'll set this goal, develop some strategies. And he said, I will help you. He said, if you will follow this, your business will be transformed. And what was the amazing thing about it was we had immediate results when I followed exactly what he said. And I made a decision to do that. I wasn't going to pick and choose, and I was at the place where if it didn't work, I was going to shut it down. And went through...
You mean shut the business down?
I was going to shut it down, and I just felt like I didn't need it anymore. And I went through that, and not only were we debt-free within about a year or so, but we were able to purchase our first piece of property. And we owned our own store at that point, and we jumped sales. I think that first year was about 22%, and we matched that the second year, and we doubled that the third year. And a lot of it had to do with the purchase of the property and the location and everything, but they were goals that we had. And we were achieving goals faster than what I'd ever dreamed at that point because we set them on a piece of paper, defined them, laid out strategies, and I worked the system that I was given. And it actually saved that business and transformed that business into a successful business, which I was able to leave with my family and to pursue goals working in humanitarian areas and doing work internationally, which I'm doing now, along with consulting, and it just transformed my life. I was able to achieve dreams.
It's amazing how those turning points happen, and sometimes right when they're happening, you don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
I told the story. I won't go into it here, but I first became introduced to all the concepts we're going to be going through in the Rapid Launch back in 97. And I didn't realize at the time the life change that was occurring even as it happened. And it only took, you know, in retrospect, the huge impact it made on every business I've ever been involved with. And, you know, one thing that we're about to get to Q&A right now, but one thing that I want to mention is, and it should be a theme that comes through from what Bruce has said, and that is perseverance. And the most important thing you can do to succeed is persevere. It trumps brains, education, financial backing. You know, just about any handicap that you face can be overcome just by raw guts and determination and sticking it out. And, you know, of course, we want to, as the Inner Circle Club members, you're being given the tools to help you make that happen more quickly, more efficiently. But the ability to stick it out and get up when you get knocked down and keep swinging is so powerful, and it gives us all as business owners, and I think everybody that's on this call has had to face that, the ability to succeed when those around us aren't. And so I think that should come through as well. Bruce, what we're going to go ahead and do is open it up to Q&A now. And what I'm going to do is, everybody, I'm going to unmute the call. If you've got background noise, if you could mute your own phone until you're ready to chime in, that'd be helpful. We're going to go ahead and mute that. Give me just a minute here. Okay. Anybody have any questions about anything that we've discussed today? We'll go ahead and open it up. Any questions? Okay. Before we do that, I think, Bruce, we blew them all away with all the incredible information we gave them. So let's do this. Why don't you give us some thoughts on why perseverance is so important?
Well, perseverance, I think that's what sets apart a successful businessman from one who may achieve this minimal success or failure, is there's got to be something inside that will cause you to persevere, whether that be a sense of courage or commitment or maybe some type of sense of loyalty to your goal or to your store, to your employees, or whatever that may be. It's important that you never give up and you never say die. I think that's a quote from Galaxy Quest. And, great film, okay? And if you have that type of heart and commitment behind that business, it catches on. And because people are looking for a leader, really, not just a manager or an owner, but a leader. And your employees and your subcontractors are looking to somebody that has that quality, where you're always looking forward, moving forward, trying to achieve more, achieve better, to make those that work with you better, and that you would better their lives financially and better their lives as individuals, to better their families. And it's just a quality that you've got to have to be successful, that you will not fail. You know, failure is not an option, no matter how big the challenge is. And it's just a quality you've got to have. And it's something that can be learned. It's something that can be caught. And it's something that can be developed in you. But it's just absolutely important. You've got to have that to achieve success and to continually be successful and to enjoy continued growth.
You know, I think that intuitively everybody on the call today are listening to that because they are Inner Circle members, understands perseverance. And what I appreciate about what you said, Bruce, and why I wanted to bring it up is because sometimes, like you said earlier, we can get caught in the day-to-day minutiae of what's going on, And just hearing a reminder that, hey, sticking it out, as simple as it seems, is so powerful and such a huge key to succeeding in anything, and especially in our business. So I appreciate your comments on that. And having known you for such a long time, and knowing, I mean, you've barely scratched the surface on in the short amount of time we've had here on the challenges that you faced in business and the other things you've been involved with. And I know that you've faced some really tough times at different times in your life. And so I know that when you say those things, they're coming from experience and they're coming from somebody who's been there. So I'm going to go ahead and let's try it one more time. Is anybody have any questions or comments or anything they want to discuss? Let's go ahead and open it up. Anybody? Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, this has been a good call. Today we've basically just kind of set the mindset and what we want to have as far as our point of view moving forward through Rapid Launch 2008. This being the orientation, of course, we haven't gotten into a lot of technical things about systems and marketing, and that's going to start tomorrow. Bruce, thank you so much for being on the call. You just had some great things to say that I know the members and everybody listening to this can get a lot out of. So thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Jim. And I just wish everybody best success and have fun doing it. Have a great time.
Okay.
Thank you, Bruce.
All right, guys. We will talk to you all tomorrow. Thanks for being on the call.
Thank you.
Bye now.